Board meeting this morning. We'll start with our introductions. On my far left, we have Jake Albrecht from the Southern Region, Bill Fenimore from the Northern Region, Alvin Grandel from Central, Bernie Perkins from the Northern Region, myself, Del Brady from the Northeast Region, Director Jim Karpowitz, John Baer from the Central Region, and Mike King from the Southeast Region. On the rack chairs, do you have anybody from the Southern Region? Steve is not here today.
The traffic was really bad, so.
Traffic, we may get to. You're representing?
Darius broke down.
Darius, a new Darius? Okay. We have Fred Oswald from the Central Region, glad to have you here, Fred, and Floyd, Northeast Region. Randy, you're Randy Wood from the.
From the Northern.
Filling in from the Northern Region. We also have the ladies that keep us in line, Stacy Coons over here, and Luann Petrovich. To get started, I'll just ask for approval of our agenda. I do have one thing before we have our board buried certain at 9:30. I'd like to turn a few minutes over to Bart Bushman, our attorney. If that's okay, that's the only change I'm going to make.
I would move to approve the agenda as stated.
Okay.
Second.
Second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay. The approval of the minutes. Do you have any changes or additions? Or motion?
We approve the minutes as presented.
Have a motion to approve. Any second? Second on Mike King. All in favor?
Aye.
Okay, thank you. Old business or action log, Ernie Perkins?
Mr. Chair, we don't have any items coming due at this meeting. I would like to ask Stacy to give us a brief update on the last item on the action log, which was established over 2.5 years ago before our newer members were even thinking about getting on the board. It's multi-year guidebooks and rules. And we've made some progress, but there's still more to go. So.
Open and hopefully you guys will see it on your screen. Okay, like Ernie mentioned, it was put on the action log 2.5 years ago, and we appreciate the opportunity to kind of give you an update on it so you don't think that we pushed it to the corner because we really have been working on it. Some of the benefits of going to a multi-year guidebook is a consistent regulation for a set period of time. I think this is something that the public's really going to come to love, is to be able to have regulations for 3 years and not a constant state of change. So that's one of the driving forces behind a multi-year guidebook. We can also coincide them with the implementation and management plan. It reduces the rack and board meetings, which will cost and time saving, and it provides a consistency in the data collection. The guidebooks that have already gone to a multi-year cycle, you can see in front of you Fur Bear, Cougar, Bear, Upland, and Turkey are all 3-year guidebooks. Falconry and CIP are 5 years. So we've already moved that direction on those books. Guidebooks that are still single year, that would be your big game application, your antler list, your field regulations, fishing, and waterfowl. It is possible, with a lot of discipline, to take the big game to a 3-year. Fishing also, waterfowl, because they're based on federal regulations, will probably always stay a single year guidebook. So that's kind of where our direction is in a nutshell. If you
questions, the board?
Do we have any of those might be proposed as a three-year, this calendar year?
Not that I'm aware of.
So we're looking 2013 before any more are done?
Yes.
No other questions from the board? No questions? Thank you, Stacy.
That completes the action log, Mr. Chair.
Thank you, Ernie. Do you have an update from our director, Jim?
Okay, mine will be brief today. Not a lot has changed since we last met in December, but there are a few things we ought to talk about. We are obviously in a very dry winter, which is both good and bad. It's allowing the deer to winter quite high. They're still in excellent condition. They've not had much winter weather on them. By the time you get this far into the winter, even if it started snowing really heavy now, it would likely not have much effect on the deer because they've maintained good body condition up until this point, and there's good feed on the winter ranges. So we're optimistic that we're going to come through the winter with minimal overwinter loss. It's also a bad thing. We had the driest December on record. Shrubs that deer depend so heavily on are dependent on deep winter moisture, and that's not happening. So it needs to turn wet here pretty quick. Fortunately, from a fishing perspective, our reservoirs are mostly full. And even though we're having a dry winter, we'll probably end up in the spring with reservoirs that are mostly full and have a really good fishing year again this next year. So there's a lot of reason to be optimistic about fishing, even though we're in some pretty dry winter conditions. It would actually be ideal if it would warm up and get real wet here for a while, for a couple of months. So we're hopeful for that. I just want to comment a little more on our deer recovery efforts. As you know, I speak about this in about every meeting. We're expanding our deer efforts all the time. We're starting to see some results. We're meeting our objectives in terms of what we're trying to do. We exceeded our objective again on habitat work this year. Our objective is 100,000 acres a year, and we did 110,000 acres this last calendar year. 126 projects on over 110,000 acres, so that's really exciting to get all of that habitat work done. We've accelerated our take on coyotes and working cooperatively with Wildlife Services. We gave them some extra money this past year, and they put it to good use killed several hundred more coyotes in specific areas where we needed it desperately. So we're glad to see that expanded effort. We continue to work real closely with UDOT on highway fencing. A lot of highway fencing is going up as we speak in important areas in the state. UDOT has spent about $45 million on highway fencing in the last 5 years, and we recognize their efforts, and our habitat folks are working really closely with them to make sure that not only the fencing goes up, but that bypass structures are created so that the deer and elk can move from one side of the highway to the other. So that's a really good thing. We're continuing our disease monitoring and surveillance efforts. We've got some real good research projects underway, analyzing overwinter or mortality in general of both adult deer and fawns, and and we're starting to get that information back right now for the past year. So deer herd recovery continues to be a prime objective of the division. We've invested a lot of money, a lot of time, a lot of energy, a lot of resources. I know a lot of people are impatient that it hasn't paid off quicker, but it takes a while. It takes a while for these seedings and habitat projects to turn into shrubs. Shrubs are slow growing, and what we're trying to do is turn a lot of these winter ranges back to shrubs. It's taken a while to refine our coyote control efforts so that we've got them targeted right place, right time, right way. And so I think we've got the right programs in place, and if we can ramp up our efforts and put more effort into those programs, that we'll start to see results. We're starting to get some information back. Our postseason deer classification, like I mentioned, our mortality figures and our and other information. We're getting the information from Wildlife Services about coyote tag, and we'll have that information for the board by the time we have a work session in about March or so, whenever we decide on that date. So I just wanted to let everybody know we're continuing to keep our focus on mule deer management in the agency, across the agency and across the state, and we're seeing things start to happen. So those are the things I wanted to mention, the winter conditions we're in, and how that might affect us in the future. From an internal perspective, we've had a couple more key retirements in the agency. Mike Gottenbacher, our longtime fish biologist in the southern region, is retiring, and Kevin Christofferson, our regional supervisor in the northeastern region, is retiring. There's going to be quite a transition in the division over the next several years. There's about 40 division employees eligible for retirement, so there'll be a lot of changes internally. We're heading into the legislative session here shortly. We don't know all what's going to happen on the Hill this year. We know with a certainty we're going to have to talk about budget issues, and I've mentioned it many times, but we've had to make some significant budget cuts within the agency. We are heading into the session. We're not going to ask for a license increase. We're going to use our surplus to get us through another year, and then we're looking at a license increase for probably both fishing and hunting in 2013. We have asked for some building blocks to increase our efforts in predator control and to deal with big game depredation. And so we're hopeful we'll come out of the session with a strong budget and we won't have to do a lot more cutting. We still are concerned with federal cuts that continue to come our way. They're big, they're significant, and they're impacting our agency. And we're just going to have to work around those and tighten our belts and get more efficient. I don't know if last time we talked, I think we did talk about the audit, so I won't mention that again. That will be probably discussed on the Hill during the session, and so I won't talk about that again. So without reiterating things we've talked about many times, I'll just throw it open to questions and see if I can answer any questions you might have.
Jim, I just wanted to commend you on the anti-poaching effort that you've got going on with law enforcement. There's been a lot of good press about it, and I hope that it's going to be very successful.
Yeah, well, thanks. We have had a lot of poaching this fall and winter, and we need the public's help in that regard. We need everybody's eyes out there looking and helping us, and there have been some arrests made, and there's some cases being made, but poaching remains a significant problem in the state, and it robs sportsmen of their opportunities, And what's most disconcerting is when we see these cases that involve multiple animals, in some cases dozens of animals, trophy animals being taken by a single individual. And so our guys are working real hard to get on top of it.
Any other questions?
Just one question. Jim, you mentioned you'd increase coyote control efforts in specific areas. What would some of those areas be?
Yeah, we targeted primarily, we gave them some extra money to do work on 6 units in the southern and southeastern regions. And the coyote take was accelerated on those units. I probably couldn't name them off the top of my head, but south central and southeastern Utah is where those additional efforts went. And we had really good snow last year, and they took a lot of coyotes. It's another thing we need some snow for. Any other questions? Okay.
Thank you, Jim. Now we have some variances for time certain at 9:30. So prior to that, I'm going to give Marty, if you want to take a few minutes for what you have on some of the stipulation.
Thank you. I have a suspension appeal stipulation I'd like to present to you today. Randy Earnshaw back in 2009, October, was hunting deer. He was hunting along the border of the 3C's Cooperative Wildlife Management Unit, saw a 4x5 buck deer, shot it, wounded it, and ran onto the CWMU. Without talking to the landowner and division, he trailed that animal onto the CWMU, found it, and brought it off. He was cited with trespass while engaged in a wildlife-related activity, and he ultimately pled guilty to that. Now, when this went through the division's administrative hearing process, the hearing officer was not aware, because we use some attorneys that kind of rotate and circulate through, but they were not aware of the division's practice on trespass cases to suspend only for 1 year on the first violation. And she suspended for 3 years. And so this stipulation is simply to bring this particular violation in line with our practice, where people trespass and it's, you know, an obvious and blatant violation that we suspend for 1 year. So the 3-year suspension is actually reduced a little bit more by 2 years. We end the suspension in February so that this person will be eligible to participate in the big game drawing. Otherwise, they would have effectively been suspended in 2 years of big game. And if there's any questions, I'd be happy to answer.
So that's a proposal, that's the DWR position on this.
Yeah, this is the stipulation that we had, the division entered with Mr. Earnshaw and his attorney. We're comfortable with it, however, the board has independent authority to grant that.
So you're recommending that we end the suspension?
No, what I specifically, what this stipulation says is that his suspension period a big game hunting privilege will be reduced from 3 years to 8 months. So that, you know, it's 8 months only because we gotta, if we don't end it earlier, he'll be taken out of the draw. And that effectively is a 2-year big game suspension.
Ernie?
Yes, I'll make a motion then that we support the division's proposed stipulation of Mr. Earnshaw, and that the suspension be reduced 3 years to 8 months.
Second?
Second.
John will second. All in favor?
Let me ask you one quick question. Yes. But this is being done specifically to bring this penalty in line with the way you're treating everyone else. Is that correct?
That's correct. On trespass violations, that there are suspension orders entered, the division's practice is no more than 1 year on the first violation.
Okay. All in favor then?
Aye.
Any opposed? Unanimous?
Thank you.
Judy, we ready or shall we?
Yeah, Yeah, I know that some of the various people are here, so we could start these a few minutes early if you'd like.
Okay, yeah, you got a full agenda.
Okay, good morning, board members and chairman of the board, Judy Tutterell, I'm out of the Salt Lake office, for bringing you some variances this morning. And you have a packet in front of you that includes all of the variances, and we'll just proceed in that order. The first one will be Brian Richards. And he's, he has a limited entry bullout for the Central Mountains Mantis and Archery Tag. And Brian hunted for 7 days, and then he fell and broke his tibia, and he would like to see if he could get his hunt extended to next year. His variance went through the variance review committee, and their recommendation is to deny this request based on the fact that he did indeed have opportunity to hunt. So now we'll turn some time over to Brian.
Good morning. I did hunt, I understand that's the rules. I spent most of the time up on the ridges, walking a lot. The more mature elk had been nocturnal early in the hunt. I hadn't really seen any of the mature elk. We finally did see one, and it was the first morning that I had gone down in and actually done some real hard hunting down in the bottom, and that's when I broke my leg. I would just like to see if I could get the permit back. My personal choice, I don't even know how well I would be this year to hunt for archery. So I just maybe like to see if I get my points back. I waited 5 years because I did draw when I was 15. So it's been like 13 years for me. And so it's a while to wait just to walk down and break your leg. So I'm a little disappointed with that. I would also be willing to just hunt from like the 2nd of September when I broke my leg to the end of the hunt. If that works out, I would be willing to offer up some service hours if that would be something that would help you guys out, do anything you guys need. I just also understand that that's life, and if that happens, I just go on and start putting in for deer. So that's pretty much all I have to say.
Thank you, Brian. Do we have any questions from board members?
I have a question, Mr. Chairman, that kind of a, you brought up the day that you broke your leg. You happen to know exactly how many days were left in the hunt?
14.
14 days. Has the board ever given somebody the days that they weren't able to hunt a certain number of days?
Is it precedent?
Not that I know of.
They've either done a complete extension or not at all.
Any other questions? Jake?
During those 7 days that you hunted, did you have some opportunities to take an animal or?
Very small animals. They were the very small, the younger bulls that started making a little bit of noise just because they don't really know any better. It would have been a spike. Maybe I also maybe could have taken a little 2-point, but that was it. That was all the elk I saw that was of any maturity.
Did you shoot?
No.
No shots?
No.
No, I really sympathize with Mr. Richards having also broken a leg elk hunting and lost the opportunity, but I just don't think this is the door that we can afford to open. I also greatly appreciate the fact that you walked in the door with some alternatives and compromises to offer the board. But we, the state, are offering the opportunity to hunt, and you've had a grand opportunity, and I think a great hunt, until you broke your leg. And I just don't think we can afford to get into the business of guaranteeing success or guaranteeing every day of the hunt is open to the individual. So I would make a motion that we deny this. While I greatly sympathize, I really do appreciate that you walked in the door with some options.
Okay. Okay, we have a motion, we have a second. The motion being to deny extension of the hunt, return the bonus points.
Mr. Chairman, who was the second on that?
Bill.
Thank you.
Bill was the second. All for vote, all in favor?
Aye.
Thank you.
Any opposed? Thank you. It's been unanimous.
Okay, our second variance request is Chandler Bateman. Here, I'm going to have to go for the San Juan, it's an archery permit as well. He accessed his hunting unit and set up camp, and then he had trouble hiking and found out that he had a lumbar disc herniation. He's asking for a hunt extension for next year. It did go in front of the variance committee, and the committee's recommendation is, because he did not have opportunity to hunt, that be supportive of reinstating his points and waiving his waiting period. And so now we'll hear from Chandler.
Where, Chandler?
Yes, I had planned on hunting basically the last 2 weeks of the hunt. Had a trailer lined up, a camp trailer, and whatnot, put out and spent the entire last 2 weeks of the hunt. Couple days before I was to leave, I had done something to my back, called the RV place just to see what my options were. Since it was such short notice, I would have lost 50% of the rental, which was about $750. So I decided just to continue, go down, hope for the best, because I plan on spending 2 weeks and hope that, you know, I could just spot around, look around for the first few days and eventually get feeling a little bit better. Unfortunately, that wasn't the case. I went down the second, which was a Friday, I believe, decided just to take my whole family down to experience, you know, the wildlife on the mountain down there. That Monday was Labor Day, so I planned on going down for the weekend. Just, we kind of drove around on the side-by-sides and four-wheelers. Come Monday, I took the family home. Back was really giving me some issues, so I saw my chiropractor that following Tuesday. He recommended I see my primary physician to get a steroid dose pack, which my primary physician prescribed me. I got back down on the heel that following Thursday. No relief from the steroid pack. Basically, the next 4 or 5 days, kind of did the same thing, just driving around, hoping that as the season went on, you know, it got better and better, and I'd be able at least be able to really hunt the last couple days. Unfortunately, it didn't work out that way. Ended up coming home 2 days before I had planned, and ended up talking to a good friend of mine that drew this tag a few years ago, and I was telling him of my experience. He said, you know, you really ought to try for this variance, because I never really got a chance to even hunt. I never pursued anything, just was really limited. Since I've done this, tried for this a variance, my chiropractor has written me a prescription for an MRI. I've got an MRI. The findings from the radiologist are two herniated discs with mild, moderate spinal stenosis, and the stenosis is basically the narrowing of the spinal canal that pinches down on the nerves. Walking, standing, very limited on what you can do. So that's kind of what I went through, and I was originally hoping for an extension on the hunt. Unfortunately, after digging into this and finding out how it works, it sounds like that's probably not an option. To re-get points and basically make me whole again would be great on my part. I mean, I waited a long time to draw this tag. I've done a lot of research on people that put in for the tag versus the draws. I believe it was the second toughest archery unit to draw this year. I still think it's one of the best units in the state. And I just really feel I didn't get a chance to hunt for that, you know, bull on a limited entry unit. So I'm kind of open to whatever you guys suggest. And
okay, thank you. Any questions from members of the board? Bill.
Chandler, is your medical condition, as you've had a diagnosis now, and the treatments going to allow you to hunt in the future, or what are
course this.
Well, it's kind of hit and miss right now, where surgery is kind of a last resort, right? I've since this, I've done the cortisone shot with a little bit of nerve relief. Right now, I go to the chiropractor 3 times a week and I do decompression. I've made a little improvement, but again, still standing, doing anything, more than 10, 15 minutes at a time really starts to get at me. So, you know, it's tough to say. It's tough to say. I would think, you know, based on the notes from the radiologist, it looks like there is some degenerative something or other in there that, you know, 5 years from now could be worse, and it may be a surgery situation. I'm hoping that, you know, this year, and, you know, I don't have to resort to surgery. Like I said, I'm making small improvements with the decompression. You know, honestly, if I was to be able to get a tag this year, I don't know what situation I would be. If I could do it all over again, if I knew I had these problems before the hunt, I would definitely surrender it. I just, you know, took me that long to draw the tag, figured go down, make it work. Hopefully after a few days, I'll get feeling better. So I guess, you know, I don't know this year. I'm hoping that I'm good, but based on what I'm going through now, it's a pretty slow process.
Question, John. How many days did you actually spend on the unit?
Got down there Friday night, spent Saturday, Sunday with the family, brought the family home Monday afternoon, went back that following Thursday night. So we'd be Saturday, Sunday, Monday came home, got down that following Thursday night, so I was on there Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. Probably 7-8 days total. But as for if you were to, you know, hunting, I guess where do you clarify, you know, hunting, driving around on a four-wheeler, hunting elk with a bow and arrow versus, you know, actually getting out and hiking. And that was, you know, what it was. One day I actually tried to walk. We were about a half mile off the main road, and one day I did try to walk some bit, and I made it from the camp trailer out to the road where I had to have my son pick me up, because I just knew, just figured I'll give it a try and see how. I was just very limited. So did I pursue anything? No. Did I shoot anything? No. I never, again, it's that where that fine line of what do you consider hunting? You know, I was down on the unit, yes. Do I think I hunted? No.
If you would have seen an elk in that time that you were there within shooting range, would you have shot?
I believe so. I believe so. I was another thing I was really concerned about is the help I had. I ended up having the weekend we went down, I took the family, and then the next week I went down, I basically made my son, my 18-year-old son, go. He doesn't even hunt. I made him come with me for simply the fact that if that, you know, driving down the road, a nice bull comes across the road in front of me and presents that, me being alone, my back the way it is, impossible. So I made him come with me basically as kind of a backup if that opportunity was there. So, you know, I guess if the opportunity was there, I probably would have taken it.
Just curious, Judy, is that how the committee understood it, that he was on the unit several days?
Yes.
No question, John?
Well, I'm struggling. I'm really struggling. First off, both these situations that we've heard so far this morning are heartbreaking. Being an avid archery hunter myself, I mean, I it just breaks my heart to hear both these stories. The first one, we have a guy who was on the unit for 7 days and had a stroke of terrible luck. And now we got a guy that's been on the unit for 7 days and had another stroke of terrible luck. And the committee recommends that one, we reinstate. And then the first one, we didn't. And although the situations are different to some degree, they're also extremely similar to some degree. But I'm having a real hard time with that. And so I want to do what's right, and I want to be fair.
Can I say something? Again, I think I hear what you're saying 100%, but I mean, honestly, you know, if I would have been able to hunt 4 or 5 days, hunt, you know, actually hike, hunt, I kind of see that's totally a gray area, where, you know, honestly, really, I did not hunt. I was down there on hopes of getting better, and hopefully the next few days I'm a little bit better. You know, if I can just hunt hard for the last 3 days of the hunt. It was pretty quiet as it was, you know, not a whole lot going on. It was pretty warm. So again, back to that hunting, if it was black and white, did I hunt? No. Was I on the unit? Yes. So I mean, I did not hunt, you know, while I was down there. And I kind of think that is, you know, the similarity, and like you're saying, in the case. But again, there is somewhat of a difference where I really feel I didn't really, you know, hunt a critter. I didn't get the chance to get out and actually beat the, you know, walk around and get off the roads. Basically, drove around in hopes that tomorrow would be better than today, or 3 or 4 days from now I'll be able to walk and hike and hunt. It just didn't happen.
And John, just to clarify, that's the difference in the recommendations from the committee, that they weren't aware that he was on a four-wheeler. What we was based that on was that he could not hike on that unit. So that's kind of the difference in the two. That was our understanding.
Could you say that again, please, Judy?
That our understanding was he had assessed the unit and was on there, and that he could not hike. Wasn't aware that he was on a four-wheeler going around trying to hike or trying to hunt from there. So.
Judy, I got one more question. I'm struggling to remember accurately, and I'm just not confident. If we deny Mr. Bateman's request for reinstatement of points, and does he then incur a waiting period before he can apply again?
Yeah, he'll incur a 5-year waiting period.
That's a 3-year.
Five years.
Thank you very much.
Yeah. Jake? Judy, do you guys require to look at your medical records from the
We do. We have those medical records, and they're in this file. We just don't provide that in the report for the board, but we looked at all of those through the committee.
They were all good.
We do. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we have medical records on
there. Excuse my mic, just take a minute. Chandler?
Yeah.
I think he's being very honest with what happened on the other gentleman before him was very honest also. The true difference is how we, what the expectation of a hunt is, I guess. But Mr. Chandler here, you know, being up front the way he was with how many days he was down there, I think that's commendable, even though it might not have been a true hunt. But I appreciate when people are honest. I think it means a lot, so if there's any other discussion.
Any comments, John? Thank you.
Well, I hate this. I do. I hate it. Because I can totally relate to, you know, what those bonus points mean and what those years mean and that opportunity. I would be interested to get the take from my fellow board members. If we was to, rather than extend the hunt, or approve the variance, we was to deny it and then waive the waiting period. I think that that would probably be appropriate to go retroactive to the one that we dealt with earlier, because I think these are extremely similar cases. I would think whatever we do for this one, we need to do for the gentleman that just spoke.
You're not gonna give the hunt back, or, you know, you can go ahead and hunt again.
Go ahead and start putting in again next year.
But you can start putting in again, you don't have to wait that 5-year.
I think that.
Kind of that.
To me, that, like I said, I don't like any part of this, but to me, that would be.
At least gives them the opportunity to put back in and start having the opportunity again.
Yeah.
It doesn't guarantee that they'll get a permit next year.
Doesn't guarantee anything.
They did have a little bit of hunt time, if you will.
It trades 7 days that they spent on the mountain for 5 days of a waiting period.
Five years, not 5 days.
Is that keep the bonus points or lose the bonus points?
Yeah.
That would forfeit the bonus points.
So it's just the waiting period only.
Just the waiting period only, and I'd be interested to kind of get the take of my fellow board members on that.
How many bonus points did you have?
Nine.
Nine?
And it, like I said, I mean, it's, that's kind of why I presented this, is that good friend of mine that drew it. I mean, I've known three or four guys that have drawn the past 3 or 4 years with Max, and you know, just, you may never draw that tag in your life, because it's that particular tag, the way things are going. You know, I mean, wait another 5 years, and then, you know, I've been waiting nine. It's, you know, if it was a 2-year thing, I wouldn't be so heartbroken over, but the bonus points plus the waiting, I mean, I really, again, ultimately, it's your guys' decision here, but, you know, the bonus points is one of those things as well that I think is to wait that time on that unit. You know, it's, I think, one of the best units in the state, obviously. And, you know, I mean, 5 years from now, who knows? I mean, people might be drawn to 5-6 points, but this is the chance you take. But 9 years.
Now you understand how much fun it is to be up here, right?
Yeah.
I don't know what to tell you, you know. I think the problem we're having is that on the four-wheeler driving around. And typically, if an individual has an opportunity to hunt or any attempt to hunt, we just can't keep giving them back and back, as it really digs a big hole and creates more problems for everybody. And that's the problem the board's having, besides what we've just seen with the first applicant. But I'm not the one that can make a motion.
I'd like to make a motion and then hope that the board would chime in if we need to adjust or whatnot. I would make the motion that we deny Chandler's request for variance. But that we waive the waiting period. Does that make sense to you? So that he can once again apply next year, that he can start applying this year, accruing bonus points again.
Now, I think you'd have to approve the request, but just change the recommendation of just waiving the waiting period.
That would be the appropriate way to go.
I believe so, yeah. And we will have to have some new programming done for that. So, fun.
Thanks, Stacy.
Okay.
So do I need to restate that?
Why don't you, John?
Okay, I would make sure I get this right here, Mr. Chairman. I would move that we approve the variance then, but that we just waive the waiting period. He will not have his points or his hunt extended to next year. What we're going to do is just waive the waiting period so he can apply again this year.
He doesn't get the reinstatement of his bonus points. So they just he
can start over this year.
Start over and start accumulating points.
Yes. Does that make sense to everybody?
Is that okay, Judy? Is that appropriate to do that?
Whatever. You guys do, we'll just have to have that fixed in our drawing, but sure, we can make that recommendation.
Here, let me restate that in my words, if we can, so we can get a second. The motion been made that we approve the variance, but do not reinstate the bonus points, but do waive the waiting period so that he can reapply this coming month, this year, 2012. May I understand that? Do we have a second on that? Motion on the floor?
Check it, second.
Ask a question.
Yes, Mike.
What's the procedure on these variance requests? Do they have to be made in a timely manner? They have to be made during the, I know there's a time limit, they can't apply after a certain date.
Yeah, a person has 200 days from the time that that hunt ends to get the paperwork into the division for that variance to be addressed.
Is there any stipulation or opportunity for anyone that has made a similar request in the past to re-request a variance based on a decision that the Wildlife Board makes? For example, and this may not happen, may not even be a possibility, but decisions that we make today would not grandfather in or allow someone from 2 years ago to make a similar request based on a similar experience.
Well, I'm probably going to be reverting to Marty in a minute, but they would have missed that 200-day lapse by now. Some of them would have. Not that they couldn't come to the board and say, can you help me with this 200-day time period, because they've done that in the past as well. I don't think we have anything in the rule that says they can't reapply other than that 200-day deadline, unless Marty wants to add on to that.
But if there's already been a decision rendered by the mm-hmm. board, that's the final decision, and they wouldn't have an opportunity to reopen the situation.
I would hope that, yeah, that's the answer.
What we do by making a decision like this, though, is create another facet that needs to be taken into consideration by your committee before it gets to us if we do that. Is that correct? I'm not sure. Because if we make a decision, then everyone who's in that kind of situation in the future could use that as a valid excuse or reason to request the variance.
Yeah, I believe that's correct.
I was there for several days, but, and have some precedent.
Okay, accomplished?
Yeah, I just want to point something out. I don't want to influence this vote in any way. But as you look through this packet, you're going to find out that what the division struggles with and what the board is struggling with is what was an opportunity to hunt. The first guy we heard hunted 7 days. This one is a few days of riding around on the unit. You're going to see another one where a guy hunted 1 day. You're going to see another one where a guy hunted 2 days. And you're going to see another one where a guy hunted 11 days. At some point, the board has to decide what was an opportunity to hunt and to stick with that so that that message can be given to people when they come to us. Now, the board, past boards with a different makeup, different people, have been rather restrictive on that. And if they hunted at all, there was no season extension. Now, at that time, there was only one option, a season extension. Now we're talking about a second option, which is restoring bonus points and waiting periods. And now the motion is a third option of just waiting period. I wonder if the board's going to do just bonus points. There needs to be some uniformity to this. What was an opportunity to hunt, and what are the options for remedy? How many of those are we going to do? Are we just going to handle them a case at a time? I think the board needs to think about a unified approach to this. The division struggles with this too. Our variance committee talks about this stuff for hours, but at some point we got to decide those things.
This is my concern, the basis of my concern. I don't want us to get in a situation where we're making new rules every time a variance comes about. And maybe this is something that we recommend as an action log item to figure out a way to make some more consistent guidelines as far as the way these decisions are applied. I know there's got to be some flexibility out there in some circumstances, but I'm not sure. It's wide open now, and I think it's getting more wide open as we go.
It's wide open, and it is consuming our board meetings. It's getting to be, we spend more time on variances than we do on but the division is working on revising the rule. We'll have some recommendations for you. In the meantime, we've got to deal with these variances. I'm a little concerned about whether our drawing contractor can accommodate just waiving the waiting period. Greg, do you? How tough is that going to be?
I think our contractor will do whatever we ask them to do. They may have a charge for that. What would concern me is I appreciate, you know, the testimony here today and the problem solving that the board's working on, but I think we need to be careful about getting too creative with some of these ways that we approach some of these things, because long ago when a director, Bob Valentine, was here, they did some things and gave people more points. I said, oh, this went wrong, we'll have some extra points. And what it did is it really created a mess in our drawing moving forward, because it kind of said the rule book sort of, whatever the rule book is about how we let people process forward. And we'll do whatever the body of this board wants us to do. And if that's a direction we want to go, we'll make the programming changes. They can do that. There'll be some cost for that. But the main thing is, you know, what might be next down the road. And everything that you give yourselves the liberty to create, you're going to have a little more tangled web to address in the future. We'll address it however you want.
Yes, Bill.
Yeah, I would not be supportive of the motion. You know, although I'm sympathetic to the gentleman's condition and the pain and suffering he endured, he did make an effort to still go down. He did ride around on a four-wheeler, although I'm not an archer and I don't necessarily think archery hunting is conducive on a four-wheeler. But he made a real effort. He spent 7 days on the unit. So in that regard, I would not be supportive of the motion.
Let me just clarify one more thing, Dale. I don't want the board to interpret to what I said to influence this decision. Make your decision independent of that. But still, there's a couple of things the board needs to keep in mind for the rest of today and in the future. What was an opportunity to hunt, and how many remedies are we going to have? Because so don't interpret what I said as trying to push you one way or the other, but those other two questions need answered.
Here, this might be a direction to go. I know every one of the board members feels a great deal of sympathy in these two situations. I'm struggling, and I know others are too. We are about to, in the next 6 months, make a significant revision, I think, to the variance rule. Procedures. If under the changes that are adopted, these two folks see something different, or if the division thinks that they would qualify under the new rule, I would have no problem having them come back, even just a written application.
Well, there will be other variances prior to theirs, too. I'm going to revert to Marty. I think it does open the door.
Can I kind of speak to my motion for a minute?
Sure. Yeah.
As a board, we have, I can understand that the concern of setting precedent and kind of opening Pandora's box for the future. However, as a board, we have, in my mind, three things we can deal with that we can reinstate. We can give their tag back, and get my bonus points back in the waiting period. Those are really the only three things that we can deal with. And to me, if a situation comes up and we say, well, we think this is worthy of waiving the waiting period or reinstating your bonus points or giving you your tag back, to me, that doesn't seem that complicated. And that, you know, there's a couple options we have. We don't have a whole book of options that we can go to. We have a couple options. And, you know, both these gentlemen did make an effort to hunt and had some really bad luck. And that definitely, you know, an archery hunt is a very long season. And both these gentlemen's hunt was cut short by, you know, borderline tragic circumstances. I think it is well within the authority of the board to say, well, we think that, you know, you had extremely limited opportunity to hunt. We're going to waive your waiting period and let you start applying again. We're not giving them their tag. We're not giving them their bonus points. They're going to have to pay to get more bonus points, and they're going to have to wait a while. And, you know, to extend a little sympathy and allow them to start applying again this year, I feel is appropriate. And I don't think it sets too bad of a precedent, my opinion.
The variance request just apply to special hunts?
They apply to limited entry once a lifetime in general season hunts as the variance rule stands right now.
So general season hunts are in that category?
They are right now.
So if everybody gets sick during the general season deer hunt, couldn't hunt during that season for whatever reason, got the flu, couldn't hunt, did they apply for a variance?
Yeah, we do. We have had variances on general season.
What would they get? If it's a general season hunt, what would they require?
In the past, they've got extensions of those hunts. You know, this past year, because we're going to unit by unit hunting, we've had to refund those people and give them back their preference point, because as you know, there's no waiting period for general season. So that's how those have been mitigated for this past year. One of the proposals for the new variance rule, and we talked about a little bit in the work meeting, is to eliminate general season funds from that variance rule.
Okay. I'll have time to think about it. Got a motion on the floor. We have a second on that motion.
We are.
From Calvin, okay. And are we ready to vote? A call for vote. All those in favor of the motion? We have two. All of those opposed? We have four, so the motion's been denied. Thank you. Thank you, Chandler.
Mr. Chairman, so we need another motion. If the motion was to accept, and then, I mean, do we need another motion to clean that up?
Yes. We did. Bill?
I would make a motion to deny the variance request.
Have a second?
Okay. I'll second.
Second by Mike. All in favor?
Aye.
So let me make sure I got this. We got one, two, three in favor. Four in favor of? Two opposed? Okay. Thank you. Next
okay.
Item, Jim.
We heard along. Yeah, Daryl Wendell's our next variance request. It's a 2009 dedicated hunter, COR. Daryl was in his last year of the program and broke his leg and was unable to hunt this year. We'd like his COR extended for one more year into the 2012 season. He has completed all of his service hours and has only been credited with one harvest. The committee is supportive of the extension of his dedicated hunter COR, and he's here to present that.
Yes, on my service hours, I actually had extra hours, 20 hours, but they're not continued on. Also, another item I'd like to bring up is my hunting partner, by coincidence, his boy is ill. He had cancer. He could not hunt last year also. At the same time, I broke my leg. He appeared before the board and was granted a year variance, so he is able to go hunting this year also. And of course, in June, I was on my horse, was bucked off, broke my leg, compound fracture, both hip, fib, and have been down since June. And therefore, I feel that I didn't have an opportunity to go out on that dedicated hunter program at all in my last year. And was hoping that you would allow me, since my partner has also received the variance, that we both go hunting this year as dedicated hunters.
Okay.
Everybody's ready for a motion. I'll make a motion that we support or approve the extension of the certificate of registration for Mr. Woodland.
I have a second. Second by Jay. A motion been made to approve the extension of the dedicated COR. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? In unanimous. Thank you.
Thank you, Darrell.
Okay, our next variance request is Neil Kersley. He accepted a reallocated permit for the CWMU bull moose on Folly Ridge. He hunted 11 days and was unsuccessful and states there's no legal moose on that CWMU and he would like his permit extended to the next year. The committee's recommendation on this one is to deny the request since they had opportunity to hunt for those 11 days.
Thank you, Board, for hearing me out. I would like to just go over and talk to you about the circumstances around my hunt. I did hunt hard, so I'm not here with a sad story about breaking a leg or not having the opportunity to fill the tag. My request is different. It's the fact that when we hunted hard for 11 days, we didn't find a legal moose on that property. During the 11 days, we scoured the entire ranch. We didn't just hunt on a four-wheeler. We didn't just stop and glass. We hiked down every point and every canyon looking for moose, and we did not find any legal moose. Also, during the days that we hunted, we ran into many other hunters. We talked to every hunter we saw, every rancher we saw, the landowner, and even the sheep herders that have been on that unit for all summer and fall, and not one of them had seen a legal moose. Going into some more research, I talked with Judy and found out that historically there's been 100% success on that ranch, and this year, being with three tags, this year that success fell to 33%. So myself and one other hunter didn't have the opportunity to see or harvest a legal bull moose. I wouldn't be making this request if it were a general season or a limited entry. The fact that I'm here is only because this is a once in a lifetime hunt, and without your intervention, I won't have the opportunity to harvest a moose in my life in Utah. So, you know, we'll just come here begging for some sympathy and asking for you guys to extend that hunt either extend that hunt or give me back bonus points and I'll go into the drawing and take my chances with the limited entry draw or the once in a lifetime draw. Are there any questions to help clarify my request?
Any questions from the board? I can tell you my sob story, but I've been there and done the same thing. Okay. There are no questions. I just assume somebody's ready to make a motion.
Yeah, I mean, it's called hunting, not shooting. I'd make a motion to deny the gentleman's request.
I have a second on the motion. Motion been made, seconded by Mike. Motion to deny the gentleman's request. He did hunt. We appreciate your dilemma. I've literally been there before.
I appreciate that.
Cheap hunt in Alaska. They got to be so big, you don't see them, you don't shoot them.
But you get the opportunity to go back to Alaska.
Yeah,
my only intention here is I don't get the opportunity. And up in that unit, the moose are down. You know, they've been taken and traded to
Denver or to Colorado and different places. So it wasn't a fact that I was picky and I chose not to shoot a moose. There was not a legal moose on that unit.
It did surprise me when we had 100% that dropped off like it did.
That's still hunting.
Okay, I've got a motion on the floor. It's been seconded. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Unanimous. Thank you, Neil. We're sorry.
Okay, our next variance request is Steve Brooks. He has a 2011 Winter Bull Elk Fillmore Oak Creek tag. This one's just a little bit different. He never received his tag in the mail, and so Steve, when he was out in the field, he was checked for that tag and found, law enforcement found that he didn't have that tag in his possession. So they explained to him that he needed to go get a duplicate before he could hunt on that unit. They sent him to one of our local license agents, and our license agents do not duplicate limited entry tags. Now, this was on a Saturday, and of course, you know, we weren't open. He couldn't get the tag. He came into our office on Monday and wanted at that point to see what we could do. His hunt was now over. He was only intending, my understanding was to hunt that weekend. So he's asking for hunt extension for next year. The committee struggled with this for quite some time. It's one that they've not dealt with. But based on information provided by one of our officers, we felt like we'd be supportive of reinstating his points and waiting for him to allow him to apply again. And he's here to present that.
Steve?
Yes, sir.
It worked your side.
First, may I thank you for hearing me. I appreciate your time and that. Judy has been so professional, been so helpful. I'd like to really thank her. I appreciate her. I'll be 73 this year, and to start all over again, I'll never be able to hunt. If one thing was on my bucket list, was to shoot an elk. I never shot one. I shot quite a few deer, but I missed the opportunity. I'd like the opportunity to do it before I die. John, is there anything you want from me?
I got a couple questions.
Question.
How many days were you in the field? What day of the hunt was it that you got checked?
I think it was on a Saturday.
The opening Saturday?
No, it was the second weekend.
Second weekend?
Yeah, because the men I went with could only go out. I have heart problems, so I can't go out by myself and hunt. So they were going out with me on Saturday, and it just so happened there was a train wreck down there, so we went down to see it, and the fishing game was there. So I went out and talked to them, and the gentleman down in Manti, or down in that area, was really nice to me. Said I just need to go get the license, and I got it. But I couldn't go get a license because the limited entry, they will not issue you one.
How many days did you hunt then before? You just went down there. You had my McKinney effort to find an elk to hunt.
I went down earlier to scout it.
But during the season, that was your first day on the unit. Yes. Was the day that this was made aware to you.
I'm just curious, where was your
permit? It was Elk Creek South.
No, where was your actual permit?
I didn't get one. I had a big game permit, and that's what I thought it was. I showed him that, and he said, no, you need an elk permit.
You're saying you had your hunting license?
Yes.
But you didn't.
I wanted to ask, how long have you hunted in Utah?
Well, since I was about 16 years old.
Heretofore, you've always required a tag, a permit, which can be notched and has to be attached to the animal.
Yes.
I'm struggling because I find some negligence in going out in the field without having that permit. Now, I could sure understand somebody that left it at home maybe and got caught that way, but not ever getting one and going out into the field really puzzles me, sir.
Well,
me ask you. You had something in the mail, I assume, to let you know that you was qualified or successful in the draw.
Yeah, I got a letter and that.
That's all you received?
Yes.
Did you have that letter with you when you seemed to see him?
Yes, I did.
So, Jim, his tag never was mailed to him?
No, we researched it, so the tags were all mailed out from our contractor. And what happens if we get return mail, then yes, we make an effort and we get those tags back in the hands of our hunters. But we had no return mail on this. We didn't, there was not a bad address. We didn't get the tag back, and he says that he didn't get the tag either. And typically what will happen in this situation is our hunters will contact us and work through a duplicate process. And we didn't have any notes of any contacts or any of that nature in trying to get a tag in his hand. On his file with us in our database, we just have him in there from 2008, 2010, 2011, and he's purchased hunting license, and this is the first kill tag that's been issued, you know, according to our database, as he's applied in the drawing. He just applied for elk hunts, and this is the year he drew it, and according to our records, we've not issued any kill tag until this year, and then he didn't, seems that he didn't get it for whatever reason.
When the contractor mails out those tags, does he get any sort of receipt of delivery?
No.
No, that's just, it's huge. Yeah.
So, I mean, it's possible that, I mean, things happen to mail all the time. I've had stuff show up in a little bag in pieces that you have no idea what it is. I mean, it's yeah. It's possible that something
could happen. We duplicate a lot of tags every year. But for whatever reason, they get lost or the hunter loses them or they somehow disappear. So we have our duplicate process in place. And unfortunately, we don't do that in our license agents yet for the entry. That's something that's on our list to improve and see if we can do that. But so... It's unfortunate he couldn't get that.
What's the wording on the notification when he gets the notification that he was successful in the draw? Does it?
It tells him that he's successful and on what unit and that his tag will follow in the mail.
And does it say anything about if you don't get this tag, you need to contact our office?
It doesn't go into details and talk about duplicates, no, sir.
But it does say there's a tag coming.
It says
that
the tag
you
will.
Expect this tag.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we mail them out in May after about 3 weeks after the draw.
I have a question. How many days was this particular season? I mean, was it just a weekend season?
It was the 17th to the 25th of September.
Oh, so it was 8 days. But oh, okay. But you just chose to hunt that last weekend.
That's all I had.
Or that
helpful.
I got it. Okay.
We're ready for a motion.
I'm ready for a motion.
I think Mr. Brooks has been very honest and forthcoming with information, which I appreciate, which all people have been today. I think he made a good faith effort to be honest with the CO, and when they gave him advice of what to do to go get his permit, he followed that advice and didn't try to return to the field and hunt once he knew that he needed a permit. So I think he did everything on the up and up, and I think that's commendable. I think in this situation, Mr. Chairman, I would make the motion that we approve the variance.
Motion has been made to approve the variance. No second. Jake seconds. All in favor?
If I can clarify, his request for a hunt extension, the committee's was for bonus points and the waiting period. So, will you clarify your motion?
I would say that we give him a hunt extension.
Okay. Just want to make that clear for the record, so.
How many points do you?
He had 5 points.
Had 5 points?
He had 5 points.
That's a different motion, so probably I re-vote.
Just to clarify, okay. I would make the motion that we go along with his request and that we give him his hunt extension for next year.
That means he gets to hunt, he's guaranteed a tag, and then
yeah, we're giving him a tag.
And then he uses bonus points,
and then he's
and yep. waiting, he starts over, he gets started, so he's guaranteed to hunt.
Yes, he will hunt next year.
And then the waiting period starts next year.
Yes.
Jake, you second that? Let me repeat that, see if I'm straight. So, the motion's been made, the first motion.
Yeah, I apologize for not clarifying that. My motion is that we accept Mr. Brooks's recommendation and that we give him a extension that he gets his permit next year.
And next year be 2012, this
fall? Yeah, this next year. Next season, which is this coming.
And he doesn't go hunting, so he gets his tag.
Yes.
Absolutely.
He does not leave the house without said tag in pocket.
And in the purchase. Okay, and Jake has seconded and call a vote on that motion. All in favor? 5 opposed. Nine opposed. Okay, thank you, Mr. Brooks. Good luck.
Watch for that in the mail now.
Okay, I don't have to apply. You will come.
Oh, you need to.
Yeah, I'll give it to you. I'll take care of you.
Good. Okay, thank you.
Okay. You're welcome. Our next variance person is Lane Peterson. He has a limited entry bullet for the Wolf of Lunt and a weapons tag. Lane was attempting to hunt and rolled his four-wheeler on the 17th of September. He was retreated to a local hospital later diagnosed with a fracture. He would like a season extension, and he's here to present his variance. Based on the fact that Lane Peterson, the committee thought, had limited opportunity to hunt because of his medical condition, they're supportive of reinstating his points and waiting his waiting period. So we'll hear from Lane now.
Lane, go ahead.
Okay. I injured my back about 2 weeks after I got out of high school. I worked at Grand Central. I don't know how many of you remember that. But I had a bell of cardboard, one of those big bales of cardboard fall on me, and I injured my back then. And I've got two bad knees, one from skiing and one from football. State champs in 73. I started out hunting last year with my partner he's from Scipio originally. My folks are both from there. And we still have a house down there, so I'm able to hunt down there. But we end up going down on the south end because it was so much less steep, and I've got such bad knees. We went down and I got off my four-wheeler a couple of times when he was over scouting off a hill or something, and every time he'd come back, he'd find me plumped in a pile. I couldn't walk. I just couldn't make it. Then about midday through the day, opening day, some friends of his called him and said, we've got a shooter located over here. Get your buddy and bring him over. So we hauled our tails and took off as fast as we could. As luck would have it, I ended up in a pile on I went from about here to you gentlemen, and my four-wheeler stayed about right here. I ended up with a broken rib and a broken vertebrae, and was unable to even take down my tent and camp and stuff like that. I went down to Richfield and stayed in a motel for a couple of days, and then my son came down and brought me home. I couldn't even drive. But I would like the opportunity to do it again. I had 18 points, 18 preference points, and that's a lot of putting in. I'm not going to be alive in 18 years. I'm a diabetic, and I just don't think I'll be around 18 more years to have another go at it. Like I say, that's kind of my mountain, where it's right there, where Scipio's a tip, and it's always been my mountain, and I've always bow hunted up there and done real well, and it's just something that's very special to me. It means more than shooting now. If I shot out before, my buddy and I both drew back in 86 and drew and killed. Mine was bigger by about a quarter of an inch. But I would like to have the opportunity to go down and hunt again. And I think we probably would end up on the south end again, just because it's easier ground to cover than it is. I couldn't walk on that north end anymore. I have a tough time getting around at all. But I was hell-bent for giving it my best shot, so that's about all I have to say.
Thank you, Wayne. Question from the board.
Your action occurred on the opening day?
Yes.
So you didn't hunt at all then?
No, I got off the road maybe a total of the three times that I got off my four-wheeler. I got off maybe 10 yards, about 3 yards a clip is what it was.
Mr. Brady?
Jake?
I'd make a motion to approve Brady's request of Mr. Wayne Peterson for the reinstatement of the bullet points and weight as well.
Motion been made to reinstate bonus points and waive the waiting period. I have a second. John second. All in favor?
Aye.
It's unanimous. Thank you. You'll get it. And Judy, you'll
okay. Yep.
Have them take care of it.
Well, thank you very much, gentlemen. Appreciate all you do.
Stay off the full letters.
Yeah.
Okay, our next variance request is Vertus Benson. He has limited entry bullock Southwest Desert tag. He was hunting on the opening day of the hunt. He said he never fired his rifle, and he was notified on Sunday that his mother had passed away. So he left the unit and proceeded with her with travel and her funeral. He would like his points reinstated in his waiting period waived, and the committee agreed is supportive of that recommendation, and we will have to call him on the phone.
Let me ask the board.
We need to call him.
Yeah, we'll need to call him, and then he'll.
Or they could decide
without calling him.
They have done that before.
I'm looking at Marty.
They should call him. The rule says
we should call him.
Okay. Want to dial him up in, Stacy? Hello, Vertus.
Yeah.
Del Brady from the Wildlife Board.
Yeah.
We're just calling you to get your input on this request for a reinstatement of your bonus points waiving period after the death of your mother this past year, which we started to hear. If you will give us your side, tell us what you can.
Okay. You want to know a little bit about me or what?
Short and sweet.
Okay, my name is Burton Benson. I'm 73 years old. I retired in 2005 after 32 years as a sergeant with St. George Police Department. I had 17 points and drew a permit in 2011 with a limited entry bull permit on the Southwest Desert. I hunted one day on Saturday the 17th. My mother passed away on Sunday the 18th, Sunday morning. That ended my hunt. On Monday the 19th, I called the Cedar City office talked to the supervisor, Doug Messerman. He advised me to turn in my tag as soon as possible. That way I would have a better chance of another tag in 2012. I turned my tag in on Monday, September the 19th at the Cedar City office. I had, my mother had not been ill at any time, or I would have turned my tag in when I first returned it, or received it anyway. If there's any chance I could, I realize if I can't get a tag for 2012, if there's any chance I could get my points back, I would very much appreciate it. I don't feel that I will be around to hunt for, try to get another 16 or 17 years, 4 points to draw. And thank you for your consideration.
Thank you. Comments or questions from the board?
I'm ready to make a motion.
Make a motion.
Yeah, I would make a motion that we approve the gentleman's request to reinstate his bonus points and waive his waiting period.
Have a second?
Jake, second.
Jake seconds. Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Motion unanimous? Curtis, did you hear that, that the board has voted to reinstate your bonus points and waive the waiting period, which means that this coming year, 2012, you can reapply again and keep those bonus points.
Okay, I appreciate that.
And good luck in the draw. Thank you.
All right. Thank you very much. Bye.
Okay, our next variance request is Carl Burns has a limited entry buck deer on the Ponsonagon. He hunted for 2 days and then had an accident bullet and rolled his truck and broke his ribs. He's asking for a season extension, and the committee's recommendation, because he had limited opportunity to hunt because of his accident and medical treatment, the committee was supported in reinstating of his points and waiving his waiting period. So we'll just need to get him on the phone.
Stacy?
Hang on, I have fat fingers over here.
He is from, Cedar City. He's from California. He's a non-resident.
Hello?
Carl?
Hello?
Hello. Carl, this is Del Brady from the Wildlife Board of the State of Utah. We're here.
Hi, how you doing, sir?
Fine. We're having a hearing here regarding your request for extension of the hunt or retaining the bonus points. Would you like to give us just a brief synopsis of your situation?
Well, I'm 55 now, and I heard about the Ponsonagon when I was a younger man, and started applying for the Ponsonagon, before the point system started, and I've applied for it ever since. And, I was just so excited that I finally got drawn. And I got out there on opening morning and set up camp. And so I hunted the evening of opening day, and I hunted in the morning, second day, and then my work required me to make some reservations, so I had to. So during lunch, I went into town and I made my reservations for a work trip that I had to go to. Caught a shower and lunch. And then on my way back, I hit a couple of bad washboards on the road. And I was doing like 35 on that 40 mile an hour road, and caused my truck to go into a slide, and I was trying to correct out of it, and then as soon as it hit the ditch, my truck rolled over 3 times and totaled my truck, and I wound up with a couple of broken ribs and caught an ambulance ride into town, and wasn't able to continue my hunt. I was fortunate, my buddy came out and helped me pick up my belongings and go break my camp, and for about 2 weeks, I was pretty much confined to bed, so I couldn't, continue the hunt. I waited so long for that hunt. I was really looking forward to it. And, if I could just get back like 4 days at the end of the hunt or something like that this year, I would love to try to complete that hunt.
Okay. How many bonus points did you have?
He has 14.
14?
Mm-hmm, yeah, 14 points.
Yeah, you know, and I put in for that hunt for probably almost, you know, 18 years or better.
Okay. Any questions for members of the board?
What was the, it says that he hunted for 2 days. What was the extent of the hunt? What were you doing during that time period?
Well, you know, I'm not familiar with the area, so part of it was just, you know, scouting around. And then I got there the morning of opening day. I just started a new job, so I couldn't get vacation time. I had time to get out there. And so on opening morning, I got there and just set up a quick camp and then went out and parked up on the ridge and scouted an area and then drove around in the evening just looking around a little bit. And then I hunted in the next morning. Same thing, I hunted up a ridge. And that's pretty much it.
Any other questions? No questions. Ready to make a motion? Okay.
I'll make a motion we approve his bonus points and waive his waiting period.
We have a second on that?
We do what to the bonus points? I'm sorry.
As recommended by the commission.
So reinstatement of the bonus points and waive the waiting period. Second.
I'd like a comment.
Sure.
Struggling again is this one. He did have some time to hunt. He did have a tragic accident. But in my mind, the precedent has somewhat been set looking back at some of these other gentlemen we've dealt with today. That they did spend some time on the unit and they did hunt. And as much as it breaks my heart, I think that's kind of what we have to go with. Personally, anyway, that's what I have to go with.
Okay. I have no second. Discuss or another motion? Can't sit here all day, man.
I'll second it with the things that you have okay.
We have a motion.
Let me ask a question before we go. If I second it, okay,
the motion's been made.
Sure.
By Jake, seconded by Mike, to reinstate the bonus points, to waive the waiting period. Now I call for a vote. All in favor? All opposed? Lost out. Okay, now we need to make a second motion because that motion has been defeated.
I'll make a motion then that we deny the variance request by Mr. Carl Burns.
And that's been seconded. That motion has been seconded by John. All in favor? All opposed? Yeah. 5 against, 4 and 1 against. Okay, thank you. That motion, did you get that? Okay, Mr. Burns, the board has just voted. They've denied your request just because there was like 2 days there spent on the hunt, and we've had several different similar hearings today already where somebody has had an opportunity. And based on the supposition that if a person has had any opportunity, we just feel reluctant to restore that hunt. So we appreciate your interest in Utah, particularly once again, but that's how the board is voting. Good luck.
Well, thank you for your time for considering. I appreciate that. Thank you.
All right.
Okay, our last variance here is Goran Clintmall. He drew a Rocky Mountain goat off the beaver unit. He actually shot the goat 300 yards off the top of Mount Holly, and then approached the goat and shot it again 20 to 30 yards, and doing so with that shot, the goat rolled over the edge and went off the cliff 600 or 700 feet, and I did provide you some pretty pictures in that packet of his goat and what was left of it. The goat pretty much disintegrated at that point. He's asking for a season extension for this goat hunt. And the committee, since he did harvest an animal, the recommendation is to deny the request. And we'll just have to get him on the phone.
Okay. Judy, where's he from?
He's from Texas. He's a non-resident in Texas.
Yes.
Hello, Mr. Clinton?
Speaking, yes.
Del Brady from the Wildlife Board here. We're just having a hearing regarding this variance request that you presented. Could you
yes.
give us your side of the story?
Well, it's, to make it very brief, of course, to receive a tag for a goat in Utah is absolutely sort of an incredible dream. I shot this goat, as I stated in my letter, and then I stood 15 yards away from him as he sort of tumbled over the edge and fell down Mount Holly. And that was a bad experience. There's nothing left. I mean, I feel cheated, not by you or anyone else, but by fate. And I kind of feel like I feel empty. That's all. That I think the best description I can give you.
Thank you. You, I could say in one way you're successful, in another way you're very unsuccessful. Huh?
Exactly.
Okay, question from members of the board. Any questions? No questions. Make a motion, John.
Mr. Chairman, I myself have had the opportunity to hunt mountain goats in this state. It is an incredible experience, and I can tell you from experience, one of the hardest parts of that hunt is where you choose to pull the trigger. Otherwise, this happens, and I know a lot of people that this has happened to. It came very close to happening to me. However, I can't get past the fact that he did have a hunt. He did pull the trigger a couple times, and he did harvest the goat. And so I think, personally, we have no choice other than to deny the variance request.
Okay. Motion to deny.
Is that one?
That is a motion to deny the variance request.
Have a second. Jake seconds. Ernie?
I'd just like to make another comment. There's multiple ways the situation can occur. We already considered a case just a couple of years ago where an individual went out and had a great bear hunt, shot the bear he wanted, and then decided that the bear's coat was not adequate to turn into a rug or to put on the wall, and we denied that. I just don't think the state nor the board can get into the position of guaranteeing a trophy on the wall as opposed to providing a hunt.
Okay. Mr. Chairman?
Yes.
May I just make one comment here, an editorial comment? When I shot the goat, he was like 30 yards away from the shelf. And as I said in my letter, he moved. I shot him low, I believe, and he made its way to the edge. And then when I came in to make sure that he was dead or I could kill him, my point is, I didn't take, had it been lying on the ledger, I would not have shot him in the first place. And I understand all the comments, and I just want to make that editorial point.
I appreciate that. I've had very, very similar experience myself. Almost identical. Okay. Okay, so we have a motion. It's been seconded. It's been seconded, right? All in favor?
Aye.
Gordon, the board has voted to deny your request. We do that with some trepidation because we feel for your circumstance. But we just, that's how we voted because of the opportunity you've had. And we're sorry that things happened the way they did, but we wish you the best in the future and thank you.
Well, thank you for taking the time to consider my case.
Thank you. Appreciate you.
Okay, and that's it. Thank you very much. That's it.
Let's take a quick break if we can, and I mean quick like it. I can too, and I'm going to knock on the door and start this thing with without you.